Well, let's turn to Oregon now, where the occupation of the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge seems to be winding down. Early today, 8 people left the refuge, occupied since January 2nd. 3 were arrested. And this is after leader Ammon Bundy and 8 others were arrested on Tuesday night outside the refuge. One man was killed during that arrest. Bundy sent a statement from jail calling for those left at the refuge to stand down and go home. Well, joining us now is Steve Grasty, the judge in Harney County, Oregon. Judge Grasty, how relieved are you that the occupation appears to be petering out?
Well, I woke up this morning thinking this is nearly surreal that this is winding down. I'm a little hesitant to say it's over. I'm hoping those remaining few that are still at the headquarters will peacefully leave today. But until they do, we still have a situation here.
Well, you know, I'm wondering in particular more if you could tell me more detail how you feel, because you we talked to you a while ago, at the height of this thing. I believe there was even a moment at a public meeting where you confronted them and told them that the community didn't want them there and wanted them to leave. I mean, is there a sense of relief in you personally that even though it's not yet fully over, that the worst of it seems to have been passed?
Yes, there is that feeling of relief. But I got to tell you, I mostly worry about this community, and it isn't totally a feeling of relief. I think there's a lot left to do. The community's fully aware of that, and I'm going to work with them to make sure we address those things that are still worrisome and still issues for us.
Yeah, well, so what are those particular issues then? Tell me more about that.
So, Mr. Bundy raised a lot of issues. Some of them are borderline outside what I think is reality, but a number of them did make sense. Government overreach, the fact that local communities, local citizens don't always get listened to in land use decisions, and many times we're not allowed as rural residents to really participate in land use management itself, not just the plans, but the actual actions. Those things are things we need to keep moving ahead. And the fact of the matter is we have the limelight on us today, and we should take advantage of that.
Well, let me just ask you a little bit more about that, though, because it seems as if, even if some of the message fell on sympathetic ears there in and around Burns, the messengers weren't really welcome in the community at all, as far as I can tell. How are folks there reacting to how federal and state officials ended up handling the arrest of Bundy and the other occupiers?
So there is a mix of that. I got a pretty aggressive call last night asking me how I felt that a father had been murdered. So there are folks on that end of the spectrum. There are ones that really do view this as a stupid mistake for an individual to be saying, you're going to have to kill me to get me out of there, and end up with that becoming a reality. It's a very sad thing, and I think most of us feel that way, that the outcome, no matter how you felt about the occupiers, was a sad outcome.
Yeah. Well, finally, Judge Grasty, I mean, I really take your point that there are these underlying issues that now that Burns and that part of Oregon has the limelight on it, that you still want to move forward and keep talking about and working on. I mean, what would you like to see happen next regarding some of the concerns that people have when they say they don't feel like they're heard by the federal government?
Meghna, last evening late, I had a conversation with 2 of the highest officials in the Department of Interior and Department of Ag, and we both committed, all 3 of us committed, to trying to figure out ways to engage on those topics and to make sure that there is real action and not just one more committee, one more set of meetings. But how do we do this in a way that we enhance those positive things that have occurred in our county, the collaborative efforts and forest cooperation, all of those things? We want to expand on them. And so we have that commitment. I want to see it in writing, and I asked for that last night. I think we'll see that this week or early next week. And I want to move ahead, but I need the community together with us to actually make that happen.
Well, Steve Grasty is the judge in Harney County, Oregon. Judge Grasty, always a pleasure to speak with you, and thank you again for your time.
Thanks so much for yours. I appreciate it.